9:27 4CC, catching up with our mayor, Matt Burnett, made a big success with the festival of 70-70 over the weekend. Huge.
Huge success, and yes, thanks. Hello, good morning, Gladstone. Good morning, Central Queensland. It was like the festival. It wasn't just the 70-70 festival. It was the festival of Agnes 70-70 for a week. So much happening. Obviously, that started with the art show and then off to Brisbane to small top tourism town award, which was just amazing. Noosa and Agnes are now in the finalists to take out a national award for their two different categories. And then, of course, the festival on the weekend kicked off on Friday, and then fireworks on Saturday night, Troy Cassidaly. Everyone just had an amazing weekend. And how good was it to be in Agnes 1770?
Full, a lot of people attended it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was absolutely packed. And, yeah, I don't know whether anyone could get accommodation, but that's what you want to see, the accommodation full and all the local restaurants and cafes and everybody just doing a roaring trade. It's been really good in Agnes 1770 for the last few months, obviously. Generally, a lot of backpackers, so your international market go there. And what's happened is the domestic trade's picked up and really filled the gap. It's been great.
Well done. Well done to all the organisers because they did a terrific job. Troy Cassidaly really rocked the stage too. And his daughter. It was great to see her perform too.
Yeah, no, I think that was just really fitting, and I sort of love my country music too, so I think everyone had a fantastic weekend.
Mate, what else is going on around the area? Reconciliation Week?
It is. That starts later this week, so there's a few different activities happening throughout the region, so if you're wanting to get involved, have a look. And it's also sort of highlighting what Gladstone Regional Council and others are doing as well. We've got a Reconciliation Action Plan. The theme this year is reconciliation is more than words. Reconciliation takes action, so we're proving we're doing that with our Reconciliation Action Plan and other things as well, obviously. Then on Saturday night, it's the Santos GLNG Mayor's Charity Ball, which will be fantastic. Raise some funds for, like, Nalandu Health Services, for Rosemary Community Services, which is now Rosemary Queensland, Mindcare Gladstone, and the lovely ladies at Zonta.
Totally full, which is even better. Yeah, been full for a while.
It's sold out on the day that we put tickets on. Obviously, the sponsors get first hit of the tickets, so a fair few tickets were gone before they went on sale, but I don't even think that was half was on, and then the rest sold out within a couple of hours. So it was sold very, very quickly. The morning, anyway, it went on sale, that was sold out, which is great. And then there was a waiting list. I think we've even filled the waiting list up now, just in case some other people withdrew or just decided something else to come up and they couldn't make it. So I think it'll be 450-odd people jam-packed into the entertainment centre, which will be great. And then there'll be auction items and things on the night to try and really raise that funds. And if we can get around the 90,000 mark, that'd be unreal.
Good. All right, Matty, I know you're going to have a busy week. Call in and at any time throughout the week if some news has popped up, and we'll chat then, otherwise it'll be next Monday again.
All right, thanks, mate.
There's our mayor, Matt Burnett, here on the Classic Hits 4CC. Good morning.